Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich. Mason Dixon and Scott T still here in the studio. And by phone this morning, we have Miss Tina Goodrich from, what's she from, Mason?
I think she's
from Ganges.
Ganges?
Yeah, she's
from Gangles.
Tina Goodrich with Jakeway.
Jakeway Real Estate.
Happy Mother's Day. Yes. She's moving into the kids' house.
It doesn't matter where I live at.
Happy belated Mother's Day. Yeah, no doubt. All right. Low appraisals is the subject tonight. So you're having a rash of low appraisals. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, low appraisals are coming in. And we've seen this once before when, the appraisals were going, getting out of hand, trying to match whatever the purchase price was. And then, they found out the value wasn't there. And the next thing you know, they're in foreclosure and the value's no longer there.
Okay.
So that's kind of happening right now. I mean, with it being a seller's market, which means things are flying off of the market, off the table, anything good, higher prices. South Haven's holding very strong on their prices for the city limits of South Haven. That short-term rental ticket has a lot.
I do like the sound of that if my mom's house ever gets on the market.
Sure. I mean, your mom's house will do good. She's in a great, desirable area as long as it's priced right.
Right. Apparently it has to be for sale first before you can sell it.
Yes. And it has to be priced right. Or they too will be facing a low appraisal. And what happens when an appraiser comes back with a lower number than what you agreed on?
What does happen then?
Yeah. All of a sudden the brakes stop. The buyer's like, hey, it's not worth that. I was willing to pay you X amount of dollars, but now the appraisal came back and we're like $30,000 below what we agreed on.
I'm sure they could get a second opinion, could they not?
They could. Of course, you have to pay for another appraisal. You have to go maybe with a different lender to, get a different a grasp for another appraiser than this lender had.
Yeah, because the lenders use their own appraisers, right?
Well, we got in trouble a few years ago with lenders picking their appraisers.
Who's we?
So now, just in general.
In general,
so,
okay.
In general for lenders picking their appraisers to appraise property, you can no longer just pick a certain appraiser. It goes into a hat. And that appraiser from different companies may select it.
Okay.
So you just can't pick one appraiser to appraise the property. You have to have a selection of them.
Okay.
But the appraisals are coming in low. We're hearing it across the board. Very surprising to hear that a lot of people are facing low appraisals. And what happens when a low appraisal comes in? The buyer and the seller go back to the table. And they have to either meet that number, maybe the buyer comes in and meets halfway, and maybe the seller, meets halfway and brings the number down.
Mm-hmm.
And the buyer has to come in maybe with a little bit more money to the table, or it's worked into his financing. Okay.
Mason, you got a question over there?
How much do appraisals cost?
Appraisals can cost in the general neighborhood of $1,000 to $2,000.
Dang, and does the appraiser get all that money for himself?
Appraisers, they're licensed just like a realtor.
Sure. How long does an appraisal take between they go out to an appraisal property and then write up a report? How long does that take?
The appraisal generally takes about 10 business days.
No. Not.
How much does he have to work?
How much does he really have to put in?
What do you mean?
How many hours?
Yeah, I guess what I'd like to see is what a report looks like.
I would say he's probably working on maybe a 3 to 5 hours.
Dang, that's some good money there.
At the house, you're going to be there maybe 3 hours. And then back at your office, you need to work probably another 3 to 5 hours pulling all those numbers together.
$150 an hour, that's not too much.
Yeah. Yeah. After you do all that
for
homework,
maybe for an appraiser.
It depends. Commercial deals, get a little bit more. There's a little bit more intel in a commercial appraisal.
Okay.
So, and again, those appraisers, they happen after you do your inspections. So you do your inspections first, make sure you're passing those, and then the appraise comes in next.
Yeah. Scott T., do you have a question? You have any questions for Miss Tina? Have you ever had a low appraisal from a girl?
Yeah. So my social value is very my social credit is very poor.
Very poor. Well, good thing you don't live in China.
Yeah.
All right. So now, how does this really affect the market when you start getting low appraisals?
Well, again, when we're seeing some of these, you know, repeatedly coming in, that could reflect on the real estate agent maybe pricing it too high. And, or, you know, it's a seller's market. We used to be able to, you know, come in higher because, you know, there's less houses.
Right.
And, you know, you're going to have a few more people bidding on it and getting you that full price offer or above and over.
And sellers so usually
appraise for that.
Right. Now, they usually kind of have a higher appraisal in their head. Typically, they have a lot of a sentimental value built in. And my house is worth more than that. What does seller say when a low appraisal comes in?
Well, they're relying on their agent, because when your agent is the listing agent and she's or he is listing the property, then they fall back on some comparables. When I list a property, I try to find a comparable that's somewhat similar.
Right.
And I look at the per square foot, what they're getting, you know, what, how much land is it sitting on? That all goes into fact with the listing price. So when an appraisal comes in low, they're going to come and ask, where did you get your comps? Yeah.
Have you ever seen a listing agent lose its listing over a low appraisal?
No, because usually by then the buyer and the seller will have to work together to make it happen. Some deals fall apart, but most of the time the buyer is so far in that and the seller is too emotionally that everybody's willing to meet
to work
generally
a little bit
in the middle. I try to get them to meet in the middle.
All right. Well,
everybody's doing their share.
Yeah. Well, speaking of the middle, we need to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich on Rob Bird's Moondog Show.
Rob Bird's Moondog Show.
If you have branches hanging over your roof or weakened rotting trees near your home, then call UFC Tree Care. At UFC Tree Care, we specialize in preventing the devastating damage that can be caused to your home or property, because the chances of that happening are greatly increased with winter weather. If you don't already have a tree service, call us for a free quote. Go to UFCTreeCare.com for contact information. We also offer residential and commercial snow plowing. And most important, don't forget to tell us that Moondog sent you.
So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
Are you planning a painting project and don't know who to call? Decorator's Choice Painting Company is one of the most highly referred services along the Lakeshore, serving this area for over 20 years. We look forward to providing professional services for you. Call us today at 269-270-5785 or email us at decoratorschoicesh@gmail.com. Take a look at our work at decoratorschoicesh.com.
So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
Hi, Tina Goodrich here with Jakeway Realtors, local to the South Haven community. I've been a full-time realtor for 16 years in Southwest Michigan. Let me put my years of knowledge to work for you. In today's market, you need a savvy realtor. Find me on Facebook or Instagram, or call me at 269-759-1076. Remember, when you think real estate, list with Tina.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragozzi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
Now you can see the award-winning documentary House of David, Life Everlasting on Amazon Prime. The story of the House of David is steeped in mystery, intrigue, drama, and exceptionalism. The House of David, Life Everlasting documentary film takes you through the formation of the colony, its greatest achievements, the sex scandal, and where it is today. Search House of David, Life Everlasting on your Amazon app or go to hodfilm.com for the link.
Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich, Mason Dixon, Scott T here in the studio, and Tina Goodrich on the phone. And we were talking about low appraisals, and over the break you said something like even sometimes the agent might have to chip in to help get this done. Right. What did you mean by that?
Yeah, sometimes the agent might, both agents get involved and try to help make everything work. So if there's maybe a little yet a gap, that the seller and the buyer are not willing to budge, and the agents maybe can dip into their funds
right.
to make it happen, then both agents agree on, again, meeting in the middle. No one wants to pay out any more than the other does.
Have you ever seen a appraisal get adjusted where, you know, someone says, you know, I don't agree with that, and here's why I don't agree with that. They call sure. the appraiser, and the appraiser says, you know what? I didn't take that into account. Yeah, I think we should add 15 grand to my appraisal.
Sure, sure. You got to prove it. The agent's got to come up with that that comparable market analysis. And a lot of times before an appraisal really actually gets to the home, the listing agent may leave him some comparables of how he or she got to that listing price.
It's probably pretty wise to do that. I mean, almost every time, isn't it?
And then the appraiser can actually say, oh, okay, so I'll put those in my portfolio. I may not use them. But I will take those accountable how this agent came up with this price. So again, agents, real estate agents and appraisers work pretty much side by side. We're looking, you know, at the market comparables to come up with the price and the value.
Right. Okay.
So if Mason? You're coming in with a low appraisal, again, you know, it's not the time to overprice your properties
right.
now. There was a time when we could do that, but now
right.
with the low appraisers coming in,
yeah.
that we really need to get our comparables.
Yeah. Mason, are you looking up a real estate question on your
yeah,
phone?
Yeah, I have that MLS and looking at, wondering if you got any new listings there, Tina.
I'm actually working on one in the city limits.
Are we done with low appraisals first?
Yeah.
Okay, all right,
sure.
Go ahead.
I think we're good on low appraisals. Just letting everybody know that we're kind of, it seems to across the board, there's quite a few. Now, South Haven, we're holding strong. Our value has always held strong here, but we are seeing some low appraisals coming in.
Okay. Listings, new listing.
Listings, yes. I'm working on a new listing in the city limits of South Haven, in that neighborhood close to Kids Corner. Kind of
nice.
In that neighborhood, which, you know, there's not a lot that comes up, and anything that good comes up is sold real quick in
so
the city.
Are you saying that this listing is under contract, or are you just
no?
Okay,
no, this is a listing that I have. The clients are leasing right now, and their lease is going to be coming up to an end in June.
Oh, okay. So I just wonder why you're being a little vague.
Yeah, this one won't come out until probably mid-June or the end of June when we know that they have found a place, secured a place also. But then this one will go on the market by July 1st.
Anybody taking any peeks at the new house out in Grand Junction?
You know, that one's been crickets. A nice large home, four-bedroom. Two bath, has that four-car garage.
Right.
235 could be, you know, on the high side of
I'm
things because I'm
you.
Not seeing any action on it.
Yeah, because still to me, those garages are the coup d'etat of the whole place. That's
wow, you speak French now, huh?
Coupe de ville.
Well, and I think that our summer crowd of those summer people that would appreciate a four-bedroom, two-bath home in Grand Junction are not here yet. We are in a nice, strong spring market, but this home is located in Grand Junction, middle of Blueberryville.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were affiliated with the farms or with any of the blueberry, which is like True Blue, they're huge
right.
in
right
Grand
around
Junction.
The corner.
And they do. They have a lot of workers. A lot of employment comes in the summer times for these farms. So somebody who may like this maybe to rent some rooms out, or for the investment of the four bedroom, two bath, just may not be here yet.
Okay.
The summer crowd.
Yeah.
So that one in Grand Junction, still there, 235.
So you still got the one in Osage, right?
Yes, we've got getting a lot of action on Osage, a lot of showings. We did have some offers come in, but again, we couldn't meet at the number, the magic number.
Yeah, what is that house listed for?
That one's listed now. He's dropped from 425 to 412.
Okay.
So 412,000. He's got the four bedroom, two bath, nice master bedroom downstairs with a full extra living room. Would be great for maybe when the kids come and visit on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
This is a place where you can't do short-term rentals.
That you can or can't?
Time. Cannot.
You cannot.
Yeah, Osage Orchard is a private association.
Oh, so they got an HOA and all that good stuff.
Yeah, they have an HOA there, but no short-term rentals.
Okay. How about the Monroe Manor?
The Monroe Manor is still sitting there waiting for somebody who's in the, maybe has gone to cooking school and wants to get into serving the general public. There's a great opportunity for somebody there.
Yeah,
seven bedrooms, seven baths.
And, you know, and expensive as it is, I would have just thought that
that place would be
on it.
Yeah. And, you know, the B&Bs have turned over. There's been a few new owners that have come in to the South Haven area for the B&Bs, which really surprises me. We're getting a turnover of some of these mom and pop places.
Yeah.
Such as ours, Asylum Inn, just turned over to new owners.
Couldn't they actually have like a haunted store there? Would work well, because I know like the Ghost Hunters, I mean, or something like that, came to that place years ago.
Oh, there's a number of things that you could do with it if you had your own private business, your own practice, such as maybe medical or in the attorney business. A lot of attorneys have their offices, you know, in estates like that. So it could be a different business other than just a B&B.
Okay.
Well, it could be a mansion if you wanted to live in your own mansion.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. That's if I were, you know, had that kind of money, that's what I would do with it. I'd just buy my own place and have a really cool house.
Well, and if you wanted to get into the short-term rental game or the B&B, this is a great opportunity because this has got 4 acres, 7 bedrooms, a huge, nice kitchen to entertain your guests.
All right. And that's out of the city property, too, right?
So
it is. We have to take a break. We'll come back. We can finish that up, and maybe we'll talk about Ernie's and see if we can get that restaurant sold. We come back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich. Now you can see the award-winning documentary House of David, Life Everlasting on Amazon Prime. The story of the House of David is steeped in mystery, intrigue, drama, and exceptionalism. The House of David, Life Everlasting documentary film takes you through the formation of the colony, its greatest achievements, the sex scandal, and where it is today. Search House of David, Life Everlasting on your Amazon app or go to hodfilm.com for the link.
Hey y'all, this here's Racing Mason Dixon, and I want to invite you to check out my new video series, Racing with Mason, on PowerTube TV. Every Monday night at 8:30 Eastern, a new episode is released. Watch the premiere and join in on the live chat. You'll find it at youtube.com/@watchPowerTubeTV. Every episode is a new racing adventure. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe to the new PowerTube TV channel, and you'll be all set to go racing with Mason.
It is true. You can get quality social media marketing, radio time, and video production in one place. Moondog Productions specializes in all three. Now is the time to increase your presence and keep yourself in the public eye. Through Rob Bird's Moondog Show, Moondog Productions offers radio advertising, social media marketing, and video production that will get you noticed. Call Moondog Productions at 269-872-3049 to find out how we can design a program that will fit your budget.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
Back on Robert's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich, Scott T. Mason Dixon.
You could say Mason D because it rhymes D. with Scott
Mason
T.
D.
Scott T. and Mason D. And a Mater D on Robert's Moondog Show. All right, let's talk real estate.
Glad
time
to see
with
you guys in the show for Let's Talk Real Estate. Got any questions for me, Scott?
Yeah, Scott, you got any questions?
How's that property on 16th? Did that go through?
I know. I love that. The 16th property is still getting some action. I think it's, you know, it's that 2.5 acres close to South Haven. It's the prices on the high side.
Yeah.
But $85,000 for 2.5 acres that has not ever been touched. It's a wooded lot.
Will they not do a price reduction on that?
She's holding strong. She is, my seller is holding strong. Yeah. And she will look at offers.
Do you have to put a house on it, or can you just put like a pole barn?
You know, South Haven Township does have some restrictions on putting a pole barn up before you build a house. So it just depends on what you're going to use the pole barn for.
So they won't, South Haven Township won't do a barn dominium or anything like that?
I think so. Sure. I think they'll do a barn dominium. I think those are becoming more common than they used to be. You know, the barn dominiums, you used to have to get some selective insurance companies and selective lenders. Some lenders weren't even lending on them. But now they're a little bit more common, and lenders are lending on them because they've already started lending on them. You get a little bit more familiar with their structure.
Yeah. I wonder why were they scared in the first place? Were they scared they're going to blow away or something?
Well, you know, I think it had a lot to do with the structure of the pole barn.
No, it's all about the riffraff. They trying to control who comes into their communities.
We're talking about the bank. The bank don't care as long as they get their money.
The bank, they were skeptical about the infrastructure of the barn dominiums. But where some were pole barns, literally pole barns, and some were being structured for a home.
For a living, yeah.
So there's a little bit different, I think, difference in that. Which, again, they're becoming more common, so you are seeing them. If you went down Baseline Road, there's probably 6 or 7 of them along Baseline.
Yeah, right next, one by one by one by one.
66. Yeah, they're beautiful. Mm-hmm. And they're probably a little bit more reasonable to put up than a stick-built home.
And way more versatile.
And much more bigger. You have more room.
You can put your second house inside of it.
Yep.
You could put your business. I see businesses inside these, and then your home up above. Yep. Or your home in the quarter of the pole barn, and the other quarter or three quarters is your business.
Yeah, that would be good for you, Scott, to have your new tool to put in there so you can live by it and look at it at night.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think
we
so,
looked
too.
We looked at the barn dominiums at one time, and we were looking at the Morton Builders, Morton Pole Barn Builders. Mm-hmm. They do a wonderful job.
And why didn't you go that route?
Well, we just, it came down to we didn't need that much space. We've had a couple large homes, and now we're empty nesters, and we just didn't need that capacity that a pole barn gives you. It's like, I just don't need all that kind of space.
Do the Amish build those?
I'm not sure if the Amish do or not. I haven't heard of the Amish building pole barn dominiums, but Chris Ariano has a connection with a couple of Amish builders.
Yeah.
And he would be one to ask that question.
Well, we've got about 3 minutes or so here. Do you want to rattle off another listing? Is there anything else you wanted to tell the audience?
Let's see. We've got Ernie's Place still out there on the market, the drive-in diner back to the 50s, 8510 M140, listed for $399. Again, that one's turnkey. Somebody who's looking to start their own business, he will do a land contract. it's so interesting when you get these commercial businesses, just like the Monroe Manor. He came out and said, I'd do a land contract. I'm like, yeah. Great. So we got the Monroe Manor who would do one. This means you're financing with the seller. The bank is not involved to do appraisals or anything.
Yeah. You know what I just thought about that property? You could put a real nice set of bleachers in the parking lot facing all the soccer people. And while they're there watching their kids, you come out there with menus and have the little girls go up there and take their orders and deliver to that.
What a great idea. You know, I haven't seen them playing soccer or anything up there, but I know it's
that's
just because
the grass won't grow.
They will be. It's happening.
But great idea for somebody who wants to get into the diner. There's a great diner, Red's Diner in Pawpaw. He does a great job with that one too. And these diners are still popping up here and there. So this would be close to the school would be a great opportunity for somebody who's wanting to start their own restaurant.
Yeah.
Land contract.
And he could even go to selling beer because he'd be on his own private property. You could sell beer for the games. What a racket.
If you need some information on land contracts, call me, text me. I'll walk you down that path of how easy it was the way I started in my commercial buying.
All right.
30 years ago.
Yeah. Well, we are coming to the end of our time. It's happened so quickly this evening, we certainly need your contact info.
Yep. So if you need to contact me or ask questions about the episode, always can go back to the podcast and listen there too. Listwithtina.net is our website, and you can reach me or text me at 269-759-1076.
Very good. That's it for Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich. And thank you once again for being with the show. And for sure, you have a wonderful rest of your weekend. But right now, we need Mr. Mason Dixon to take us out.
He called me Mr.
Mr.
Thanks for...
He finally graduated to adulthood.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We do appreciate it. If you want to go back and listen to any of the show or go back and listen to previous shows, go to moondogshow.com. If you want some good video needs, get to moondogpro.net and hire Rob Dog and Moondog Productions. TrustinBirdBand.com has music, and HODfilm.com has that House of David Life Everlasting documentary. And I want to thank our commercial sponsors and advertisers, including UFCTreeCare.com, Masters Chiropractic and Rehabilitation, Gulata Imagery, Country House Furniture, The Blueberry Store, Pure Salon and Spa, and of course our favorite organizations, Drawing Children into Reading, that's DCIR.org, and Senior Services of Van Buren County.
Yep.
And don't forget about yours truly, me, Mason Dixon, that's RacingMason.com, and Scott is available for soil fluffing.
Yeah, he'll fluff his soil. Or he'll fluff your soil.
All right, y'all, we gonna how did the moon dog on the count of three. Yeah. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Oh. How did the moon dog?
Rob Bird's Moondog Show, subsidiary of Moondog Productions, can be found on the web at moondogshow.com. Copyright 2023.